The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside, in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another day of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, it's coming up quick. You'll be here before you know it, about 3 months away from now. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, scheduled for a 5 o'clock start. Dinner will be served on that evening at 6 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Individual tickets are available for just $50. There are also corporate sponsorships available as well. Again, that's the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And this afternoon, we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, where the Wahai Blue Devil girls will be playing host to Moses Lake in a non-conference girls basketball game. The Mid-Columbia Conference today opposing the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference. And as you all know, our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Jace Hessler at Edward Jones. They will be donating $10 this season for every three-pointer made by the Blue Devil boys and girls basketball teams during this 2025-26 campaign. Our quarters today will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during that halftime report, we feature what else? Halftime statistics. They'll be presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame show today from the Wahi Gym will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during the course of that postgame show, we'll be featuring our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game and final statistics presented by, you guessed it, our good friends and Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. The Wahi Blue Devil girls coming into action today with an overall record of 2-4. One of their victories by forfeit at the expense of Sageview. Their lone victory on the court coming earlier this month against the Hanford Falcons. One of their better efforts of the season. In fact, maybe their best effort of the season. The Blue Devils victorious in that contest that took place 2+ weeks ago here in the Wahi Gym. A final count of 64-18. And the Blue Devils hoping for much more good fortune this afternoon as they take on Moses Lake. Coming to us from Grant County, some 2 hours away, about 114 miles is the trek between here and Moses Lake and vice versa. Of course, going on Highway 395 makes things, oh, so much easier. Whether you're going to Moses Lake or if Moses Lake is returning the favor and coming to Walla Walla for non-conference basketball action. And of course, for many years, the two teams were both members of the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference, but then the Blue Devils transitioning to the Mid-Columbia Conference while Moses Lake stayed behind in the Columbia Basin Big Nine, opposing the likes of Eastmont, Davis, and Eisenhower, just to name a few. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show this afternoon, we're going to have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. We'll also be featuring a Coach's Corner interview with Wahi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. But coming up next for your listening pleasure, a player profile interview presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We will have that player profile interview for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues on this last Monday in December after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Delilah Franzen, a junior member of the Wahi girls basketball team, for our player profile segment this time around. And Delilah, the question that all the Blue Devil Nation wants to know, how was Christmas?
Christmas was very good. Had a lot of fun being able to spend some time with family. I've been pretty busy, so it was nice to take just a step back and just hang around with them, do whatever we wanted, you know, nice, relaxed, nothing too like stressed or anything, so it was a nice step back.
And did you get a chance to spend any time with teammates at all?
No, sadly not. Just kind of busy throughout the day, so sadly not.
Well, so be it. Well, the last time the Blue Devils played, well, it was December 20th in Hermiston. That was a tough go. The Blue Devils had a really nice first quarter, and then all of a sudden, Hermiston acted like very rude guests indeed. Hermiston winning that game by a final count of 57-31. Now, as we're conducting this interview, it's just before a Friday practice, or the Friday practice has just begun, and prior to that, you good folks were watching a little bit of film upstairs in the Felix Fletcher room, getting ready for this upcoming game with Moses Lake. What did you see on film, or on video, as it were, with regard to the upcoming opponent?
I think we can use what we saw at Hermiston to what we saw in this film. There was very similar aspects of it, and I think we can take those and use it into this upcoming game and be able to learn from our mistakes and obviously build on things that we did good. And I think overall that will help us to defeat this team.
Now, as far as the Hermiston game, do you think it hurt the team a little bit not having a game prior to Hermiston?
I think in a way it could have, because it was kind of a rough ending. There definitely were some good parts about it and good learning points, but I think there could be a little bit of ego that it could destroy. But I think overall we played our best, and yeah, I think we'll just try to move on and continue to this next game.
And hopefully some of the good things that you did in the Hanford game a couple of weeks ago, hopefully will be seen on Monday when you play Moses Lake.
Yes, I agree. And I feel like with Hanford, we played very confidently, and I think that's a key aspect to have in this game. Not being scared or hesitant, it's a go and go game. So I think that'll help in this upcoming game against Moses.
And it's a non-conference contest, obviously, and should prepare the team well for what is to come in the Mid-Columbia Conference, the first weekend of January, when the Blue Devils will be playing host to Kamiokan and then traveling to Kennewick. Those will be a couple of very, very tough games.
Yes, those are going to be very tough, but I think it's going to be a good competitive nature and really show how much we've come and be able to see how our opponents will be. And making sure that throughout this little with Moses, it'll be a good opportunity to get some playing in and make sure that we're really doing our best, especially in practices too, making sure that we're grinding it out, doing our work, doing our job, and just making sure we'll be prepared for those tough games.
Now, obviously, basketball is a part of your modus operandi, if you will, at Walla Walla High School. And I think we've talked about it in the past, but if you could refresh our memory, if there is another sport or sports that you participate in at Wahi.
I play volleyball and run track.
Now, volleyball, in the last few years, the Blue Devils have had their share of success. Was that the case this past fall as well?
I would say in ways, yes. I think as a team, we were expecting to go a little longer in postseason. It ended pretty early for us, which was really upsetting, but I think overall it was a great season.
And as far as track and field, what are your expectations for the spring?
Hopefully, I just want to go out there and really just do my best. I want to bring out my competitive nature and really just bring out my grit and like all the hard work. I want to make sure that it shows up and ensure that I have a good season.
And what events do you participate in?
I do the 300 hurdles, sometimes the 100 hurdles, do 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, sometimes the open 200, but yeah.
Anything about those events that appealed to you at all? Because, you know, to participate in that many events, I'm thinking, boy, that takes quite a commitment. And you're looking at this event, looking at that event, and I'd like to participate in this event or that event because?
Well, I feel like with relays, it's definitely because of the team aspect. You get to see that because track is mostly an individual. But with that, you get to have a team and, you know, you have to be really connected, and I really have enjoyed the teams I've been with the past few years, so that's very like attractive about relays. For hurdles, it was hard at first, you know, you don't want to be jumping while you're running, but I recently took an appeal to it and it's been my favorite event, the 300 hurdles.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best in this upcoming track season, and we certainly wish you all the best, you and your teammates. What's going to come in this 2025-26 basketball season as 2025 gives way to 2026. We're delighted we had Delilah Franzen, Wahai Jr., for our player profile segment this time around, and it was brought to you by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School graduate, former Wahai athlete Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, the Wahai girls back in action. As we're conducting this interview, the Friday practice going on prior to a Monday matchup with Moses Lake out of the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference. But the big question I asked Delilah Franzen, I'm going to ask you, how was Christmas?
Oh, Christmas is great. You know, it's good for us all to have a couple days off and get to spend it with family and friends. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's just spending time with the people you love.
Indeed it is. And speaking of love, these are a group of young ladies for anybody to love, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a great group. I've really enjoyed this group. There's five or six girls who practice with us regularly that are freshmen that I didn't really get to know until this summer. And they just really work hard, and they're just great kids to be around.
Now, the last time out, the Blue Devils defeated in Hermiston. With that said, the Blue Devils got off to a nice start in the game, led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. So, in the early going, it looked very encouraging.
Yeah, we played really really pretty well. It's tied at 19 with 2 minutes left to go in the half. Unfortunately, they went on a 10-0 run after that, so we went into the half down 10. And part of that is my fault. I've got to do a better job of subbing. I'm really trying to figure out our roles still with all the injuries we've had, and I've got to do a better job of getting some of my starters rest earlier in the game, because I think that hurts us later in the game.
But with a roster that has 5 seniors, 1 junior, and 5 freshmen, easier said than done.
Yeah, I think that all the girls are still trying to figure out their role, and I'm trying to figure out their role with all the changes we've had. But I was encouraged by that game. When I went back and watched the film, it was the first time we'd really played against a zone, and offensively we didn't do a great job, but they were easy things to fix, being in the right spots. Now, you also have to hit some shots, and we'll get better at that. But defensively, we controlled the tempo, which was really important against Hermiston, and we held their scoring down for the most part. We had the game where we wanted it to be defensively. We just didn't score enough offensively.
Now, this upcoming matchup with Moses Lake, what does this Columbia Basin Big Nine team bring to the table?
They've got a couple good guards. They really hustle. They rebound well. He does a good job coaching them. They always play hard. They've got a couple big girls who post up pretty well. I think it's going to be a good matchup. We'll be ready, and I think we'll play well on Monday.
And you obviously want a good matchup going into the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play over the weekend, the first weekend in January.
Yeah, we are gearing up for a big weekend. That's why I'm kind of happy this game is on Monday. We have a Monday matinee game, 3:30 in the afternoon, and then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to get ready for Kamiakin and Kennewick.
And then Southridge the following Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. Southridge and Kennewick, they're both 3A schools, so they're big games for us. So we've got to be ready for those games.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside at these new, beautiful, and updated scorers tables. They look absolutely fabulous, and I have to admit, one of the great things about them, proudly made in the USA. Gotta love them. New scorers tables for this 2025-26 campaign. They actually made their debut during the fall during the 2025 volleyball season here at Walla Walla High School. We now continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for Moses Lake, as announced by head coach Matt Strophy,
Addison Burns at forward, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. Addison Reffin at forward, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Boo Bischoff at guard, 5 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. Ella Wiltbank at guard, 5 feet 3 inches tall and a sophomore. Maya Lamb at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark, Molly Franklin at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a freshman. Shayla Creason at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming non-conference girls basketball game between Wahigh and Moses Lake. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. That's going to do it for our pregame show from the Wahigh Gym. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back with more from the Wahigh Gym after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls about to take on Moses Lake in a non-conference girls basketball game on this Monday afternoon. The Mid-Columbia Conference set to take on the Columbia Basin Big Nine. Moses Lake has won five of the last six meetings between these two schools, including a 44-32 victory last season up in Moses Lake. And that was a contest that was a very winnable game for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils got off to a horrible start offensively, trailed 14-6 at the end of the first quarter, 21-12 at halftime, then had a little surge in the third quarter that got them to within 5 points, 29-24 entering the fourth quarter. But Moses Lake began the final period with a nice little surge and went on to win by a dozen in a matchup between the two teams last year. That game played on December 17th, 2024, up in Moses Lake. Moses Lake prevailing in that contest. The final count was 44-32. We'll have more from the Wahigh Gym after we step aside for another commercial break. This time, we'll step aside for 2 minutes and be right back. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. We mentioned earlier that Moses Lake has won five of the last six games between Moses Lake and Wahigh. Another victory for Moses Lake occurred in the 2023-24 season, the second and final season that the Blue Devils were directed by former head coach Teresa Riebel. The Blue Devils opening their season at Moses Lake, they came up short by a final score of 59-45. And as we look back to the 2022-23 season, the Blue Devils beat Moses Lake that game here in the Wahigh Gym by a final count of 68-40. They also played, did these two teams, in the 2021-22 campaign, and Moses Lake prevailed in that one, that game up in Moses Lake. Moses Lake victorious by a final score of 53-44. The teams did not play during the 2021 season, that unusual season brought about by the coronavirus. Then in the 2019-2020 season, the two teams did not play, and of course that was a memorable year as the Wahai Blue Devil girls. You recall they won the Avista Holiday Tournament up in Lewiston, defeating Eastmont, defeating Clarkston, which at the time was undefeated, and then they downed Post Falls, Idaho in the championship game, and that comes to mind because Carissa Oliveris is among those in attendance for today's game between Wahai and Moses Lake, watching younger sister Maddie, who will be in uniform for the Blue Devils here this afternoon. And we're going to take another commercial break and be back to the Wahai Gym, and then we'll have the start of this non-conference girls basketball game. We're going to take another commercial break. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Our first quarter this afternoon brought to you by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The officials for this contest out of the Blue Mountain Officials Association, the crew chief will be Zach Whitmer. He'll be assisted this afternoon by David Thompson and Mike Gregg. The Moses Lake Ball Club coming out in road burgundy jerseys with white numerals, white lettering, and gold trim. The Blue Devils dressed in home white jerseys with royal blue numerals, royal blue letters. And that's about the size of it.
as far as the Blue Devils are concerned. Delilah Franz in the jump center for the Blue Devils, and she'll be opposed in the center circle by Burns of Moses Lake, and Moses Lake controls the tip, and this contest is underway at 3:40 on this Monday afternoon. Moses Lake with the first possession, shot out front, going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. No, it was saved inbounds by Moses Lake, but taken by Billingsley. Pass on the near side to Franzen. Franzen into the lane, gets it up top. Corinne Hayes, a three on the way. It's around and off, no good, and the rebound taken by Lamb of Moses Lake. She missed that three-point attempt just a moment ago. I hesitated only because there was an official obstructing my view out front, and that's never happened here. Now has it? Yes, it certainly has. Here is Lamb with a basketball on the near side. Free throw line extended. Spin around move. And now they get it on the near side to Burns. She'll drive along the baseline, get it in the far corner. Wide open three-point attempt is up and off, no good for Bischoff. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it will go to the Blue Devils, who will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt after the empty Moses Lake possession. Also nice to see boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler in the house this afternoon. A couple of daughters accompanying him as well. In the lane is Corinne Hayes. Hayes will put one up and in. A little hesitation, then puts it up and in over the defense. Put it up and in over Burns down in the low block. And Corinne Hayes gives the Blue Devils an early 2-0 lead. Backcourt pressure broken by Moses Lake. Here is Lamb on the near side. Was double-teamed for a moment. Off to Burns along the baseline. Pass on the far side. Knocked away by Franklin. And taken by Franklin. And she wrestled it away from Reffitt. Now it's off to Hayes. Hayes far side on the drive. She'll go into the lane a little out of control, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Moses Lake. And that foul is called on Reffitt of Moses Lake, and the Blue Devils will inbound in front court along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. 6:26 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 2, Moses Lake 0. Billingsley cannot get the basketball in. 5 seconds is the call, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Moses Lake inbounds the ball into Burns, near side. Back to Bischoff. Pass on the far side as they break the press. Reffitt far side. The pass got away, but it's recovered by Wiltmank on the far side. 17 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Down by a couple of points. 2 points to none. Here is Burns, thinking about a three, takes one dribble, pass on the near side to Bischoff. And here is a look inside, a very good pass, and a travel is going to be called. The pass was accepted by Reffitt down in the low block, and some good defense down low by the Blue Devils, forcing the Moses Lake miscue. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. We're just over 2 minutes into the first quarter. Blue Devils 2, Moses Lake no score. And again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Monday afternoon from the Wahai Gym. Creason near side, shot off the back of the rim from the near wing. And the rebound off to Moses Lake. It was taken by Wiltmank. Nearly lost the ball, but it's recovered by Reffitt. Now into the front court is Wiltmank. She'll dribble to the near side. Picked up by Lucy Billingsley in the Blue Devil lady-to-lady defense. Burns top of the key, off to Bischoff. She'll go into the lane, throw up a runner. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound taken by Corinne Hayes. Hayes with the basketball. Pass on the near side to Billingsley. Lucy into the front court, near side, driving. Left-handed shot, left it short. Rebound is deflected, taken by Moses Lake, taken by Wiltmank. And she has the ball knocked away. Loose ball off to Creason. Creason into the front court to Billingsley. Billingsley near side. She is double teamed. Gets it on the wing to Franklin. Franklin up top to Hayes. Long three by Corinne is in and out. A heartbreak. And the rebound comes off to Burns of Moses Lake. And now the ball is in the possession of Wiltbank. 2-0 the Blue Devils. 4:48 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the first quarter. At the moment, an offensively challenged first quarter. A throwaway inside. Pass by Reffitt, intercepted by Creason, and here come the Blue Devils. Here is Hayes into the lane, a little out of control, and she's going to be called for traveling. Good defense in the key area by Moses Lake, forcing the Wahai turnover. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Bischoff will pass on the near side to Lamb. Lamb gets it off near the midcourt area to Wiltbank. Wiltbank on the dribble against Creason, the ball off to Burns. Burns between the rings. Near side it goes to Reffitt. Reffitt on the wing near side. Three-pointer put up and missed off the front of the rim by Wiltbank. Offensive rebound taken by Moses Lake. A block shot in the lane, but a foul is going to be called on Delilah Franzen. The offensive rebound collected by Lamb. And Lamb goes into the lane, and she is fouled by Delilah Franzen. One team foul aside. And stepping to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will be Maya Lamb. First in the air is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Raylan McNeil checks in along with Gracie Pierce. Corinne Hayes comes to the sideline, as does Jayla Creason. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update with 4:08 left in the first quarter. All tied up. Wahai 2, Moses Lake 2, as Lamb connects on both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Blue Devils in possession. Here's Franzen far side, shot on the way short. Over a double team, and the rebound off to Burns. Now in possession is Wiltbank. Wiltbank into the front court on the dribble. 3:48 and counting left in the first quarter. We are tied at 2. Here's a strong drive near side by Lamb. Lamb going along the baseline, and she is bumped and fouled on the baseline. Fouled on the play by Delilah Franzen. Two quick fouls on Delilah Franzen. And Corinne Hayes will re-enter for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franzen. And a couple of Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Moses Lake. Char has checked in along with Johnson, Reese, and Olivia, respectively, checking into the game for Moses Lake. Far side, here's a three on the way by Wiltbank. It's a rounded off a heartbreak and the rebound. Good, strong rebound by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court, left-handed dribble. Near side it goes to Pierce. Pierce along the baseline. She is tied up. She's going to be called for a travel. Good defense by Burns as she tied up Pierce going to the goal. And Gracie called for the travel and the ball back to Moses Lake. Bischoff with the basketball. Into the front court. Picked up by Molly Franklin. Now it's off to Burns. On the far side to Wiltbank. Wiltbank will go into the lane. Now she'll get it up top to one of the new kids on the block. It is Char. Char near side. Ball knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. Good active hands on the part of the Blue Devils. And Moses Lake inbounding in front of the Blue Devil bench. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. It's Bischoff. Gets it down in the low block for Burns. Goes into the lane. Puts it up and missed it. Ball bounced on the rim twice and refused to fall. Hayes outlet pass far side intended for Pierce. Stolen by Moses Lake. Moses Lake to the other end. A near travel. The ball lost by Wiltbank. The ball, however, going off of a Blue Devil. As Wiltbank lost control, she slipped and went down in the low block area. But the ball stays with the visitors from Grant County. Looping pass out front is taken by Char. Char into the lane, bounce it on the far side. Here's a three-pointer that put up by Johnson. It's no good. And the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes into the front court with a basketball. Near side to Billingsley. 2-2 our score, 2:38 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side Franklin with a basketball. Free throw line extended. Pass up top deflected but taken by McNeil. Raylan off to Franklin, near side Billingsley. Billingsley will drive near side, and she will score! Going around Bischoff near side. Lucy Billingsley gives the Blue Devils a 4-2 edge with 2:18 and counting left in the first quarter. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Bischoff far side, loops it in for Burns. The ball knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. Moses Lake will retain. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions, one for the Blue Devils and two for Moses Lake. McKenna Lawyer has checked in for the Blue Devils. And Moses Lake inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Bischoff gets it in on the far side. Here's a shot on the way for three by Reffitt that is no good. Rebound off to Hayes, outlets it to Pierce. Pierce down the far side, pass inside, knocked away. Recovered near side by McNeil, gets it up top to Hayes. Corinne Hayes with the basketball. Up top, here is Lawyer for three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, and scoring in the lane after collecting the offensive rebound is McNeil. Raylan McNeil gives the Blue Devils a 6-2 lead. 1:42 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Shot from the far side, put up and missed by Lamb. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Here is Lawyer on the near side to Billingsley, and Lucy going to be called for a travel before going to the dribble, and the ball back to Moses Lake. Moses Lake coming in today with a 3-5 overall record. And Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Bischoff, high post. Now it's on the near side with the basketball is Lamb. Now a shot from the near baseline is up and good. Nicely done by Moses Lake as Reffitt playing the pass on the near baseline and scored to make it a 6-4 ball game. Far side, here is McNeil with a basketball on the wing. Up top for Lawyer. Lawyer on the dribble, near side, Corinne Hayes. Hayes up top to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane. Kick it far side to Lawyer. Jumper on the way by Lawyer is short. And the rebound coming off to two players, one on each team, as Pierce ties up Johnson inside. And the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Wiltbank has re-entered for Moses Lake. And the Blue Devils, after their substitution, going with Creason, Hayes, McNeil, Pierce, and Lawyer. Creason gets it in near side to Pierce. Gracie with a look inside for Lawyer, and Lawyer is going to be grabbed and fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul on Moses Lake is committed by Reffitt. Reffitt with the foul, her second, team second. And Lawyer at the stripe for two, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one in the air. It's off the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Maddie Olivares in for Corinne Hayes on the Blue Devil side. For Moses Lake, Burns has re-entered, and she is in for Reffitt. 43 and a half seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lawyer is up and perfect. All net for Lawyer. 7-4 the Blue Devils. 36 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Burns inside against Olivares. Kicks it on the near side. Driving on the near side. And stopping is Wiltbank. Now it is Burns driving near side. She puts it up no good. Strong drive near side. And she is fouled. Blue Devils pick up their third team foul of the ball game, and it's the first on Micaiah Lawyer. And at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws is Burns. The first free throw by Addison, up and good. Spells her first name A-D-D-Y-S-O-N. Reffitt spells her first name A-D-D-I-S-Y-N. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws by Burns good. We have a 7-6 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. The shot clock is off. Driving far side is McNeil. Very aggressively indeed, and she draws a foul from Moses Lake. That one is on Char. That is her first. And up to the stripe for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Raylin McNeil. In earlier action, the Wahai JVs posted another victory under Coach Hebrew Ingram. Wahai winning the junior varsity girls game today over Moses Lake by a final count of 37-16. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw missed. The second is around and good for Raylin McNeil. Her third point of the game, and the Blue Devils lead 8-6. 12 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Inside with the basketball is Johnson. Her shot in the low block is missed, and the rebound off to McNeil down the far side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, middle of the floor. Near side, Creason. Back to McNeil up top. Gun on the way. Off the rim, no good. A three straight away is off the mark, and here at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 8, Moses Lake 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2?
Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter presented by our good friend, former Wal-High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wal-High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wal-High Blue Devil girls 8, Moses Lake 6. Here's a 3 from the near side put up and missed by Moses Lake, missed by Char. And here come the Blue Devils out of the backcourt. A lot of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils during the timeout period. Hayes in the near corner, off to Creason near side. Shayla one dribble up top for Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley, a couple of dribbles near side, stops, bounces it in for Corinne Hayes. Left-handed shot off the glass and good. Hayes puts him in a daze from the low block, and the Blue Devils lead 10-6. Beautifully done in the half-court game, and a strong, strong finish by Corinne Hayes with the left hand. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Here is Burns near side for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and high for the rebound. Delilah Franson for the Blue Devils. Here she comes out of the backcourt, far side, on the far wing to Franklin. Up top, Creason, top of the key jumper. Yes, bam! Oh, my! Pick the halls with a Blue Devil basket. Shayla la 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 la. 12-6 the Blue Devils, 6:43 and counting left in the second quarter. Burns gets it up top. Here is a three straight away by Johnson. It's off the back of the rim and off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, taken by Corinne Hayes. She'll bounce it in the backcourt to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley on the near side. Franklin sets up for a jumper, and that one is off the front of the rim, no good. And Johnson with the rebound for Moses Lake. A couple of Moses Lake substitutions upcoming at the next dead ball. 12-6 the Blue Devils, 6:15 and counting left in the second quarter. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Near side, it is Lamb. Behind the back with a dribble against Creason. Goes into the lane against Creason. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Franklin. Franklin with both the knockaway and the steal. And before she crosses the midcourt line on the dribble, she is fouled. A reach-in foul going to be called on Char of Moses Lake. That is her second. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Delilah Franzen checks out, and she is replaced by Gracie Pierce. Far side, Billingsley gets it inside for Hayes. Little baby hook is up and good, and she is fouled. Holy Toledo. Corinne Hayes, the catch and the make down in the low block, and she is bumped and fouled by Raymond. Easton Raymond with the foul. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. The free throw in the air. Corinne's free throw is good. She rattled it home. 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game for Corinne Hayes, and the Blue Devils lead 15-6. We're just over 2 minutes into the second quarter of this non-conference girls basketball game. The Mid-Columbia Conference going up against the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference. Moses Lake in possession, a three straightaway put up. It's off the rim, no good. Bad luck for Lamb. Offensive rebound taken by Moses Lake. Burns bullets a pass on the far side. Here is Bishop going in. Her shot is no good. Another offensive rebound for Moses Lake, and a put back up and good by Raymond. And she is fouled. Good hard work on the part of Moses Lake. And a foul called on the Blue Devils, called on Corinne Hayes. Her first. And at the free throw line, Raymond looking to complete a three-point play. The shot bangs off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected by Hayes to Pierce. Pierce into the front court for the Blue Devils, who lead 15-8, just over 2.5 minutes in to the second quarter. Creason on the wing to Pierce, up top to Billingsley. Lucy, couple of dribbles near side with the left hand. Stops, loops a pass near side for Franklin. Top of the key extended to Pierce. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Near side, Franklin. Pierce. Now it's on the far side. Creason. Jumper on the way is good! Shayla Creason with the deuce. 3 minutes into the second quarter, 17-8 the Blue Devils. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Here is Burns. Gets it off for Raymond. Raymond, top of the key. On the near side, it goes to Wilton. Hoops it inside for Burns. She is double-teamed in the low block. Nice pass out front. A three on the way by Lamb is off the rim. No good. Despite a nice bounce pass by Burns. Hayes passing the front court to Billingsley. Billingsley on the far side to Hayes. One dribble. Long three by Corinne is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected by Creason, but taken by Moses Lake. Taken by Wiltbank. 4:27 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. 17-8 the Blue Devils. Three from the far side put up by Wiltbank. It is no good. It's off the rim. The rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court on the far side to Creason. Free throw line extended up top to Lucy Billingsley. Back on the far side to Creason. Creason loops it inside, and Moses Lake, the only ones home on that occasion. Raymond with the theft. Not really a steal per se, at least from my vantage point. The pass basically right to her. Just bad luck on part of the Blue Devils. Poor execution. And Moses Lake in possession after the Blue Devil turnover. Far side of three on the way put up by Wiltbank. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected to her. She will follow her own. Puts it up and in. Beautiful play by Wiltbank near side as she banks one up and in. First two of the game for Wiltbank. Nice drive to the near side, and she scores to make it 17-10, the Blue Devils. 3.5 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Franklin with a three straight away. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Burns. Lost it for a moment, recovers it. And now it is off to Wiltbank. Wiltbank into the front court. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 17. Moses Lake 10. Burns near side with a basketball. Stops on the wing. Gets it up top to Wiltbank. Wiltbank against Hayes. Looking to drive near side. Nearly had it knocked away. Recovers it. Now it's off to Burns. Burns will drive near side. She'll throw one up. It is going to be an air ball. And the rebound off to Franklin. Just inside of 3 minutes left in the second quarter, 17-10, the Blue Devils. Creason far side, jumper on the way is an air ball. Rebound off to Pierce, and Pierce looking to score inside. She is bumped and fouled from behind. Got good inside position, bumped and fouled from behind by Raymond. That is 6.5 fouls on Moses Lake, and that's the second on Raymond. Gracie Pierce to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first going to be short. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Three of them, in fact. The Blue Devils now going with Franklin, McNeil, Pierce, Franzen, and Hand. Lady Hand into the ball game for the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed by Pierce. Ball knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Moses Lake. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A 30-second timeout. 2:47 left in the second quarter. 17-10 the Blue Devils. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahai 17, Moses Lake 10. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 2:47 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Blue Devils inbound. Near side, it's Pierce with a basketball after taking the out-of-bounds pass from McNeil. Pass to McNeil, nearly lost it, recovers it. Bounce pass inside, going to be lost out-of-bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Moses Lake. In possession is Wiltbank, 5'3 sophomore guard, off to Burns. Burns a long three out front. Good. Went unchallenged, and we have our first tray of the ball game. Burns makes it a 17-13 game in favor of the Blue Devils. Franzen, far side to McNeil. McNeil on the wing. Into the lane she goes. Stops on the wing to Pierce. Pierce to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper over Burns. Is around and good for Gracie Pierce.
Pretty good defense by Burns, but Pierce lost her just long enough to put that ball up and in. Gracie Pierce with the deuce, and at the other end, a turnover, a steal by Molly Franklin. Pass on the far side, looking for a hand. She saves it from going out of bounds, but saves it right to Moses Lake. She was not expecting the pass, was a little out of control on the far sideline, and that pass, that save attempt goes awry, and the ball in possession of Moses Lake. The ball taken moments ago by Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, top of the key extended. Shot clock at 14. Far side, driving is Wiltbank. She is cut off. Bounce on the far side to Burns. She'll drive into the lane, and she is going to be fouled by Gracie Pierce. A good drive by Burns, and for her efforts, she will earn two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Second quarter scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call. His number, 509-524-8277. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed. Blue Devils with three substitutions into the ball game, and after the substitutions, the Blue Devils now going with Corinne Hayes, Lucy Billingsley, Shayla Creason, Delilah Franson, and Molly Franklin. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Burns is a brick, and the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. 19-13, the Blue Devils. 1:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Billingsley near side with a basketball. Far side to Creason. Creason far side for Hayes. The ball eludes her. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Moses Lake comes the other way. Wiltbank with a basketball. Blue Devils, lady-to-lady defense. Here is Burns driving near side. Hicks it on the near side for a shot put up by Lamb that is good for three from the near wing. Lamb with the tray, and it's 19-16. The Blue Devils were in the final minute. Time remaining second quarter. Creason near side in for Hayes. Lamb put up and missed, but she is fouled. A nice entry pass and a strong attempt on the part of Corinne Hayes, and she is fouled on the play by Moses Lake's Boo Bischoff. That's her first. And Corinne Hayes to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is up and good. 20-16, the Blue Devils, 46-7, 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter of this non-conference girls basketball game. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hayes, up and good. Corinne Hayes, 9 in the game, 7 in the quarter, including a 3-for-3 performance from the free throw line. 21-16, the Blue Devils, 38 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Moses Lake possesses the basketball. Here is Wiltbank on the far side to Bischoff. 3 from the far wing is good. Bischoff with the tray. And the tray is helping to keep Moses Lake close. 21-19, the Blue Devils. The shot clock is off. Hayes far side driving, and she is going to be fouled on a shot attempt in deep on the right-hand side. Foul on Moses Lake. And it's called on Johnson. And Corinne Hayes back to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first in the air. It's good. Nothing but net for Corinne Hayes. 22-19, the Blue Devils, 20-4 remaining in the second quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is also good for Corinne Hayes. Corinne Hayes. An outstanding first half. Here's a baseball pass into the front court. It may lead the Moses Lake players too much. It did not. They saved it from going out of bounds. Here's a three out front put up and missed. And a strong rebound by Molly Franklin. The miss moments ago by Lamb. 10 seconds left in the quarter. The Blue Devils in transition, and Lucy Billingsley lays the ball up and in. Here comes Moses Lake down the floor. Wiltbank on the far side puts one up. A turnaround shot off the glass, and that's all. And here at the halftime, Wahi 25, Moses Lake 19. And coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. After a 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wall High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside on this Monday afternoon. The Wall High Blue Devil girls leading Moses Lake here at the halftime break. Wall High 25, Moses Lake 19. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We commence our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for the Blue Devils, who scored 17 points in the second quarter. Kayla Creason with 4. Matea Lawyer with 1. Gracie Pierce, 2. Raylan McNeil, 3. Lucy Billingsley, 4. Corinne Hayes, a game-high 11 in the first half, 9 in the second quarter. The Blue Devils, 9 field goals in the first half. They did not connect on a Bruce Reed 3 in half number 1. The Blue Devils, 7 of 11 from the free throw line, 64%. The Blue Devils were called for 5 personal fouls. For Moses Lake, Burns with 5, Reffitt with 2, Bischoff 3, Wiltbank 2, Lamb 5, Raymond 2. Moses Lake, 6 field goals in the first half, but 3 of those were from three-point territory to keep them close. Moses Lake, 57% from the free throw line, 4 out of 7. And Moses Lake was called for 8 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Wahai 25, Moses Lake 19. We will continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading Moses Lake by a score of 25-19 here at the halftime break, and we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you that across the way we see former Superintendent Wade Smith and his lovely wife Marianne in attendance. Also nice to see Michael Kay across the way. And speaking of Michael Kay, and while I've got Michael Kay on my mind, let's remind you once again, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock on that last Saturday of March 2026. Tickets are available. Individual tickets, just $50. There are also corporate opportunities available as well. And you can get more information by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. The Blue Devils in action today without the services of Bridget Boyd. And talking to Bridget earlier today, she stated that it was going to be about 6 weeks before she would get back into action. She said, however, that the 6 weeks started about a week and a half ago or so. So we are hoping and praying that Bridget Boyd will be back in a Blue Devil uniform by late January, perhaps the end of January. It would be too bad if we had her out for the rest of the season in light of the fact that this is her senior year at Walla Walla High School. But certainly we wish her nothing but the best during her recovery. And hopefully that left hand will be making a very speedy recovery. Her shooting hand is what we are referencing, as a matter of fact. That's going to do it for our halftime report from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Halftime score, Wahai 25, Moses Lake 19. We'll be back with the second half of this non-conference girls basketball game after a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Our third quarter this afternoon presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will resume Mid-Columbia Conference play this weekend. The teams will be hosting Kamiakin on Friday, travel to Kennewick on Saturday. Airtime will be 5:15 on Friday night from the Wahigh Gym. Airtime on Saturday from the Lions Den in Kennewick will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The second half is underway. Blue Devils in possession. Short one from the far side by Lucy Billingsley is off the mark. Offensive rebound claimed by Delilah Franson. Back inside for Corinne Hayes. Her lay-in put up a no good. Tough luck there. And the rebound off to Burns of Moses Lake. A nice job by Delilah to collect the rebound. Hit Corinne Hayes inside, but unfortunately Corinne not able to finish. And here's a three from the near side. It's going to be short. That attempt by Reffitt. Loose ball far side as Delilah Franson hits the deck. And a foul is called. A rebounding foul is called on Moses Lake. It is called on Reffitt. Reffitt roughing up Hayes in that situation. Picks up her third personal foul. And that immediately means a zip zone Conoco substitution for Moses Lake. Olivia Johnson back into the ballgame for Reffitt. Blue Devils in possession, leading 25-19. Near side Creason. Jumper on the way is an air ball. Saved inbounds by Billingsley. Far side to Franzen. Delilah near side to Creason. Bounce it in for Franzen. Cuts to the goal and has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. A good-looking play, however. The Blue Devils will retain with 12 seconds on the shot clock and inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Ball looped in to Corinne Hayes at the free throw line. Near side Franzen. 8 on the shot clock. 7 on the shot clock. Near side here is Franklin. Up top Franzen. Got to get a shot off. Here is Billingsley. Billingsley far side will drive. Throw it up with a left-handed score! Holy Toledo! With the shot clock hitting 0, Lucy Billingsley connects a driving left-handed lay-in far side off the glass. And the Blue Devils lead 27-19. Talk about a heads-up play. A composure play, a poise play, and now a knockaway on the far side. Creason saves the basketball from going out of bounds. It is loose on the far side, collected by Moses Lake, and alertly, Moses Lake asks for a timeout. And going down to the playing surface was Lamb to claim the ball after Creason got the knockaway, saved it from going out of bounds on the far side, and then she alertly pounced on the ball, did Lamb, and then a coach Trophy on the near sideline alertly signaling for a timeout. When play is resumed, Moses Lake will have the basketball. Just 5 seconds on the shot clock. The Blue Devils leading 27-19. We are in the early stages of this third quarter. Moses Lake will be inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Front court, far side, with 6:31 left in the third. The ball inbounded to Wiltbank. Wiltbank around a pick by Burns near side. Billingsley stays with her, and a bad pass on the near side. Going to go out of bounds. Shot clock violation, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes inbounds to Molly Franklin. Blue Devils by 8, 27-19. Franklin far side to Creason. Top of the key extended up top to Franklin. Franklin on the dribble, guarded by Bischoff. Far side Creason back to Franklin. Molly Franklin going to drive, get it in the near corner to Franzen. She'll drive along the baseline, bounce it on the far side for Creason. Her shot put up and no good. It wouldn't have mattered. A 3-second violation called on the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Moses Lake. Wiltbank with a basketball. Near side to Burns. Now it is on the wing. Here is Bishop driving to the free throw line. Now it is on the near side with a basketball is Wiltbank. Got to Bischoff on the far side to Lamb. Lamb gets it in for Johnson.
And the ball lost inside by Moses Lake, claimed by the Blue Devils. Hayes pass in the front court. Billingsley saves it, going out of bounds to Franklin, to Creason. Back for Hayes, the ball behind her, but recovered out front by Creason. Creason near side with the basketball. Moses Lake in a lady-to-lady defense. Creason closely guarded, bounces it in for Franklin, and a timeout before the pass executed by the Blue Devils with 5:23 left in period three, 27-19, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 27-19, the Blue Devils. 5:15 and counting left in the third quarter. Billingsley with a pass inside for Hayes, and Hayes is fouled with 1 second on the shot clock. Bad luck for Moses Lake, and the foul called on Johnson. A nice entry pass, and Corinne Hayes fouled down in the low post. And Corinne Hayes, 11 first half points to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind freebies, the first of which is good. Corinne Hayes in the ball game, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, a dozen points. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good, but they say she stepped across the free throw line. A tough break there for the Blue Devils. Statistically, a turnover. And the ball back to Moses Lake. Blue Devils up 28-19 as we approach 5 minutes remaining in the third. Far side with the basketball. The three-point attempt by Johnson is around and in. Uncontested was Johnson. She put up the three-point attempt from the far wing. Knocks it down. Moses Lake, just their seventh field goal of the game, but they have 4 from outside the arc as Billingsley drives far side and puts one up and in off the glass. Lucy Billingsley with 8, and the Blue Devils lead by 8, 30-22 with 4:36 and counting left in the third quarter. Johnson in the far corner. It is Wiltbank. Pass inside, knocked away by the Blue Devils. It's loose on the deck. A pass out front going to go to Moses Lake. Nice job by Moses Lake, keeping its poise in that situation. Here's a looping pass inside for Johnson, and she'll fumble the ball away out of bounds. A decent pass from the far side by Wiltbank, but Johnson unable to handle it in the low post, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. 4:15 and counting left in the third quarter. Blue Devils 30, Moses Lake 22. Near side Creason with a basketball between the rings to Franklin. Far side Billingsley, bounce it in for Hayes. Her shot put up and no good. Offensive rebound by Franson. Far side Billingsley, baseline jumper off the back of the rim, and the rebound. A good rebound on the part of Moses Lake, and a nice screen out by Lamb. Moses Lake comes the other way. Here's a pass into the front court. Johnson, far side to Burns, a three on the way, going to be short. Long rebound taken by Johnson of Moses Lake. Has it in the far corner, bounce it on the far side to Wiltbank. Wiltbank against Lucy Billingsley. Bounce a pass on the near side to Bischoff. Down in the low block to Burns. She is double-teamed and tied up by Hayes. Nice job by Corinne Hayes. Moses Lake will retain possession of the basketball by way of the alternating possession. And 2 substitutions apiece. Presented by Zip Zone Conoco on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And here's a strong move near side. Shot put up and missed by Raymond. Loose ball on the near side. And the Blue Devils claim it. Gracie Pierce off for Lawyer. And Lawyer is going to be called for a travel. Bad luck there. A bit of indecision on Lawyer's part, resulting in the travel. Do I pass it? Do I dribble it? Whoops. It's a travel. Bad break for the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Moses Lake. Wiltbank near side with a basketball against Gracie Pierce. 30-22, the Blue Devils. 3:13 and counting left in the third quarter. That is your Edward Jones-Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Moses Lake in possession with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Raymond bouncing the ball on the far side to Char. Char will bounce it inside for Raymond. Back on the far side, Char. A three on the way is off the glass and good for Char, who had 13 points in the last meeting between the two teams a season ago in that Moses Lake victory, and it's 30-25, the Blue Devils. Here's far side on the baseline. Franklin, jumper on the way is good! Good golly, Miss Molly! Your first two of the game! Couldn't have come at a better time to squelch a little bit of Moses Lake momentum. 32-25, the Blue Devils, 2.5 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Three from the far side put up. It's not close. That attempt on the far side by Char. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Here is Billingsley into the lane. She'll stop. She'll pop. She will hit just inside the free throw line. The ball bouncing around and finding the mark. Lucy Billingsley, a half dozen points here in the third quarter. 10 for the game. 34-25, the Blue Devils, 2:02 and counting left in the third. Here is Raymond into the lane. Raymond puts it up, muscles it up over Franzen, can't score. Gets her own rebound, puts it up again and missed it. Rebound deflected to the baseline, taken by Lawyer. She is double-teamed, almost tied up, but she is going to be bumped and fouled along the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. She is fouled by Johnson. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Raylan McNeil in for the Blue Devils. Lainey Hand in for the Blue Devils. Lucy Billingsley checks out, along with Molly Franklin. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Moses Lake. Burns is back in. She replaces Johnson. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. And Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Pierce inside with a basketball after a pass from Franzen. Forced out to the near wing. Bounce it in for Franzen. Franzen along the baseline. Pass on the far side for Lawyer. Knocked out of bounds neatly by Moses Lake. And the Blue Devils will retain with 11 seconds on the shot clock. 1:31 left in the third. Blue Devils 34. Moses Lake 25. Lawyer to inbound the basketball. Lawyer looking, 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 looking. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. And a full timeout. It is 1:31 left in the third. The Blue Devils by 9, 34-25. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Earlier in the broadcast, we mentioned Carissa Oliveris' presence here at the Wahai Gym. Also want to salute her brothers Jordan and Justin, who are also in attendance. If I'm not mistaken, it is Justin who is making residence up north of the border, and Jordan doing some residence-type work. The University of Southern California. How cool is that? As we return you back to action here at the Wahai Gym, the Blue Devils 34, Moses Lake 25. Near side here is Lawyer with a three-point attempt off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Franzen. Far side to Pierce. Racing into the lane just inside the free throw line. Jumper off the back of the rim. And the rebound is loose inside. Knocked out of bounds by a hustling Lainey Hand. And the ball back to Moses Lake as she knocked the ball away from Raymond. But it will be Moses Lake in possession with 1:18 left third quarter. 34-25, the Blue Devils. Bischoff with the basketball. Picked up in a switch by Pierce, far side. She'll get a pass inside. Shot put up and missed, but a foul is going to be called. A nice entry pass to Wiltbank, and Wiltbank is fouled on the play. Fouled on the play by Franzen. And that is her third. Wiltbank at the strike for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one, perfect as you please. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Lamb is back for Moses Lake. In for Bischoff. Wilbank looking for her fourth point of the game, and it is realized. Two clean free throws. Tickles the twine on both, and it's 34-27, the Blue Devils. Franzen with a pass to the midcourt area for Pierce. Pierce lost the basketball. It's taken by Moses Lake. Going to the other end is Wiltmank, and she'll lay the ball up and in off the turnover. Moses Lake going to put up some backcourt pressure. 34-29, the Blue Devils. Lawyer is tied up, needs help. She is double-teamed. Pass off to Franzen. Far side, McNeil. She'll pass in the front court to Hand. On the near side, Lawyer. Lawyer to the goal. She'll lay the ball up and in! The defense rests. Lawyer with the field goal, and the Blue Devils up 7, 36-29. 27 seconds and counting left in the third. Shot near side, blocked by Pierce, a three-point attempt by Lamb. Loose ball goes out of bounds. And I believe there was a foul on the play as well. And it's called on the Blue Devils, unfortunately. The second on Gracie Pierce and the second on the team here in the quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Corinne Hayes back for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franzen. The shot clock is off. Moses Lake inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Near side, here's a three-point attempt put up. It is short on the part of Shar. Loose ball in the lane, taken by Hand, and she is tied up. She is tied up inside by Raymond. The Blue Devils will keep it on the alternating possession. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Lucy Billingsley re-enters the Wahai lineup for Raylin McNeil. 36-29, the Blue Devils with 14 and 4/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Lawyer with a basketball. Pass near side for Hand. Laney Hand will bounce it up top for Hayes. Hayes will drive into the lane, goes in strong, and she is fouled. Corinne Hayes fouled on the play. Fouled by Raymond. That's three on Raymond. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts. The first is good. Corinne with a baker's dozen in the ball game. Blue Devils up 37-29 with 4 3/10 seconds remaining in period three. Corinne Hayes, free throw, good. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws made. 2 seconds, 1 second, pass on the far side. Moses Lake will not get a shot off. Wiltbank was guarded very nicely indeed. Far side by Pierce, was not able to get a shot up. And after three, Wahai 38, Moses Lake 29. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil Girls 38, Moses Lake 29, and a turnover by Moses Lake. Corinne Hayes stepping into the passing lanes for a steal down in the low post. Hayes up top. Here's Lawyer for three. It's a rounded off a heartbreak. And the rebound deflected far side, taken by a hustling Hayes. She'll set up for three from the far side. That's going to be short. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. It was kicked out of bounds by Moses Lake. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Lawyer to get the basketball in. Still seeking that Fresh Nature Foods inbounds play of the game. Ball deflected near side, taken by Hayes. Corinne Hayes along the baseline. Picks it far side. Here's Lawyer for three. Going to be short. There for the offensive rebound is Hand. She'll get it out front for Billingsley. Drives into the lane. Stops far side to Lawyer. Lawyer into the lane. She is almost tied up. Gets the ball out to Pierce. Now to Hayes. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Pass inside. Going to be deflected, I think, by... No. I thought it was deflected by Moses Lake, but it was not. And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. With 7:05 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 38, Moses Lake 29. Bischoff with the basketball. Far side it goes to Lamb. Lamb gets it up top to Johnson. Near side, here's Bischoff open. She drives to Lamb. Lawyer is cut off by Billingsley. Now on the near side it goes to Char. She'll drive in and she is going to be fouled. Stripped and fouled by Lawyer. Her second. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin will check in, and she is in for Makaya Lawyer. Quality minutes turned in by Makaya, who has 3 points in the game thus far. Ball in done by Moses Lake with the basketball near side is Lamb. Shot on the way is going to be short from the near side. Rebound off to Hayes. Outlet in the front court for Billingsley. Billingsley will have the ball knocked away. She tried to save it from going out of bounds, and she was successful! Hustle play on the part of Billingsley. Close to a turnover, but no. Lucy banged the ball off a Moses Lake defender who is trailing on the play, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Good hustle on the play by Lucy Billingsley to keep the ball in possession of the white jerseys. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Ball looped in for Corinne Hayes at the high post. Hayes in the lane for Pierce. Gracie Pierce shot on the way. Not close. Nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Moses Lake. Taken by Johnson. Now it's Bischoff. Bischoff into the front court with a basketball. Bischoff on the dribble. Near the midcourt area. Guarded by Molly Franklin. Near side to Johnson. On the wing it goes to Lamb. Lamb against Billingsley. Far side to Char. Char will dribble to the high post, put up a jumper. That's nothing but glass. And the rebound is going to be tied up in the lane. Billingsley is tied up, but the alternating possession will favor the Blue Devils. Lucy and Char tying each other up. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 38, Moses Lake 29. Far side Pierce for the basketball. Gracie between the rings to Franklin. On the near side to Hayes. Corinne Hayes looking to drive near side. Gets around Johnson. She's bodied and fouled by Johnson. And that is her fourth. And the zip zone Conoco substitution. Burns re-entering for Moses Lake. She is in for Johnson. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. In front court, Franklin. Bounce it inside for Hayes. Shot put up. Missed it. Gets her own rebound and scores! And there is your Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. Corinne Hayes did not score on the first attempt. She put the ball up and in on the second attempt. Corinne Hayes, 16 points in the game. 40-29, the Blue Devils. Far side Burns with a basketball for Moses Lake. Just inside of 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. It is Lamb on the far side, Bischoff. Bischoff will loop it inside. Bad pass taken by Billingsley. Lucy out of the backcourt on the dribble. Off for Pierce. Or Hayes, I beg your pardon. Corinne's going to launch it out front. It's good! Holy Toledo! Hayes puts him in a daze once again. 19 points for Corinne Hayes. 43-29, the Blue Devils just inside of 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And a pass will elude Bischoff. Go into the backcourt and an over and back violation called on Moses Lake. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. And zip zone Conoco substitutions. Franson and Oliveris in for the Blue Devils. For Hayes and Pierce. One zip zone Conoco substitution for Moses Lake as well. Franklin inbounds it from the far side to Franson. Delilah on the dribble off for Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. between the legs with a dribble. Near side, here is Oliveira setting up for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Just a little too strong on that one. And the rebound off to Moses Lake, claimed by Wiltbank. Wiltbank stops between the rings, passes to Reffitt. Now it is Burns between the rings for Moses Lake. 17 and counting on the shot clock. Far side, it is Wiltbank. Now it is Bischoff. Now it's Wiltbank out front. Far side with a basketball is Lamb. Gets it inside for Burns. Up top with the basketball. And putting up a three-pointer is Wiltbank. It's off the rim, no good. And it goes off of the support above the backboard. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Looking good at the moment. Wahigh 43, Moses Lake 29. Pass on the near side. Billingsley to hand. Back to Billingsley. Billingsley crosses the midcourt line near side despite being harassed by Bischoff. Franklin up top. Near side hand. Set shot on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Moses Lake. Taken by Wiltbank. Wiltbank near side on the dribble. Into the lane. Far side. Here is a three on the way put up off the back of the rim for Lamb. Hustling for the rebound. Moses Lake. Burns for three near side. It's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. So the hustle by Moses Lake, the offensive rebound goes unrewarded, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 3:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. An errant pass by Franklin, knocked out of bounds by Moses Lake's Wiltbank. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. 3:34 left in the final period. And some debris onto the floor. It is collected by official David Thompson, who tosses it to the Washington Trust Bank sideline near side, just to the right of the Moses Lake bench, and we are back to play. Franklin looking to inbound. Hits it in for Franzen. Delilah far side, guarded by Burns. Loops it on the near side for Franklin. The pass too high for Molly. Ball goes out of bounds, and the ball back to Moses Lake. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. 43-29, the Blue Devils, 3:18 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Here is Bischoff. Far side to Wiltbank. Wiltbank picked up by Franklin. Far side, it goes to Lamb. Lamb will bounce it in for Burns. Back on the far side, Lamb. A three on the way by Lamb. Is in and out, a heartbreak. Rebound taken by Burns. Her putback no good. And the rebound off to Billingsley. Billingsley front court in transition. Going to pass on the near side. Franklin shot on the way is no good. Rebound almost collected by Franklin, but it's taken by Burns. Burns from her knees bounces a pass on the far side to Bischoff. Nice play on the part of Burns. Moses Lake the other way. Moses Lake in possession and a nice drive down the middle of the lane by Wiltbank, and she is fouled on the play by Franzen. That is her fourth personal foul. And Moses Lake will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Wiltbank looks to get it in. Bounces it in. Gets it back on the far side from Reffitt. Now she is tied up in a held ball. The ball will stay with Moses Lake. 2:35 left in the fourth. 43-29, the Blue Devils. Wiltbank to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Far side Burns. Now they swing it to the near side. And in the near corner, it is Wiltbank. Three on the way is no good. Rebound off to Oliveris. Maddie on the near side to Billingsley. Lucy on a slow dribble out of the backcourt. Picks up a little head of steam. She is closely guarded by Wiltbank. Passing the near side for Hand. Now it's off to Franklin on the near wing. 13 and counting on the shot clock. Had the ball knocked away by Bischoff. She recovers it. Spin move, and she is going to be tied up. Did they call traveling? I believe they did. Nice double team pressure on the part of Moses Lake. Three zip zone Conoco substitutions for Moses Lake. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. McNeil is back in for Billingsley. And Lawyer is in for Franzen. With 2:04 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 43, Moses Lake 29. Moses Lake in possession of the basketball. Drive along the baseline, a nice pass in for Raymond. She's double and triple teamed. Gets it out front for a three-point attempt and skids off the rim, no good for Char. And the ball out of bounds to the near side, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Moses Lake will pick up in the backcourt. Blue Devils going with Franklin, Lawyer, McNeil, Hand, and Olivares. Near side here is Hand with the basketball. Hand looking to drive near side. Gets it up top. Franklin, a three on the way by Molly. He's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Hand. Put back in the lane. Is good! Laney Hand with the field goal. She has a hand, if you will, giving the Blue Devils a 16-point lead, 45-29. And a pass from the near side, knocked away by Hand and out of bounds, knocked it away from Johnson, who was stationed down in the low block, and the ball will stay with Moses Lake. Ball into Johnson, near side Bischoff. She will drive, get it on the near side, jumper on the way by Wiltbank from the wing is good, and it's a three-point field goal. That is the sixth three-point goal of the game for Moses Lake, and a timeout called by Moses Lake with 1:12 left in the fourth. Wahigh 45, Moses Lake 32, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahigh 45, Moses Lake 32. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Backcourt pressure by Moses Lake. The ball inbounded to Olivares. Olivares' double team needs help. Bounce it on the far side to Hand. Hand down the far side on the dribble. A nice job by Laney to take initiative into her own hands. Gets it off to Lawyer near side for a jumper that is good for the wing. The Blue Devils about to prosecute themselves into a victory in this non-conference game after that shot by Lawyer. Here's a three from the near side. It was partially blocked. The attempt by Char. Loose ball on the far side taken by Johnson of Moses Lake. 38 seconds and counting left in the fourth. 47-32, the Blue Devils. A knockaway by Hand, but the ball recovered out front by Char. Now to the far side to Johnson. Inside for Raymond. Raymond against Olivares. Throws up a left-hander for two. Raymond with her second field goal of the game. And the Blue Devils, if they choose, can muscle down the clock. Delissa Martinez-Bailon is checked in for the Blue Devils. Zipzone Conoco substitution. Here's Lawyer with a three from the near side that is off the mark. Moses Lake collects the rebound. Down to 7 seconds left in the ball game. Bischoff with a pass inside to a cutting Raymond, who will score. And that's going to do it here this afternoon. The Wahigh Blue Devils victorious in this non-conference girls basketball game. The Blue Devils improved to 3-4 on the season with a 47-36 victory over visiting Moses Lake. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy. But don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls have just defeated Moses Lake in a non-conference girls basketball game on this Monday afternoon. The Blue Devils of the Mid-Columbia Conference getting the best of the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference's representative from Moses Lake, a final score of 47-36. Our post-game show from the Wahai Gym, presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to begin our Chevelle Construction post-game show with recognition of our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. The award today goes to Corinne Hayes, who scored a game-high 19 points. Corinne had 11 points in the first half of this ball game, including a 9-point performance in the second quarter. She added 3 more points in the third and 5 more in the fourth. Corinne also very impressive from the free throw line. She had 8 attempts in the game, made all 8. Can't do much better than that, now can you? Corinne also had, in this ball game here this afternoon, 5 field goals, including the only Bruce Reed 3 of the game for the Blue Devils. That means $10 more to Big Blue Boosters, courtesy of George and Chase Hessler at Chase Electric. So for her efforts this afternoon, while improving the Blue Devils' record to 3-4 on the season, we select Corinne Hayes, Wahai senior, as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. We hope to perhaps get an interview with Corinne Hayes and perhaps also hear from Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And while we await those possibilities during our Chevelle Construction postgame show, we are going to give you final statistics for this non-conference girls basketball game. They are presented by our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils, good balance for the Blue Devils in this ball game here today. Lainey Hand with two. Molly Franklin with two. Shayla Creason, four. Micaiah Lawyer with five. Gracie Pierce, two. Raylan McNeil, three. Lucy Billingsley, 10. Corinne Hayes with 19. In today's game, the Blue Devils with 18 field goals in this afternoon's game. One, Bruce Reed, three. The Blue Devils, 71% from the free throw line, 10 out of 14. And the Blue Devils were called for just 9 personal fouls. Four, Moses Lake. Burns with 5. Reffitt, 2. Bischoff, 3. Char, 3. Wiltbank with 9. Lamb with 5. 3 points for Johnson and a half dozen for Raymond. Moses Lake with 12 field goals in the ball game, 6 from three-point territory. Moses Lake, 67% from the free throw line, 6 out of 9. And Moses Lake was called for 13 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Again, the Wahai Blue Devil girls defeat Moses Lake in the non-conference girls basketball game. The Wahai Blue Devils 47, Moses Lake 36. And we will continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show from the Wahai Gym after another 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls this afternoon defeating Moses Lake in a non-conference contest. Mid-Columbia Conference getting the best of the Columbia Basin Big Nine Conference. Wahigh 47 and Moses Lake 36. And we are now joined by our newly minted Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game, Corinne Hayes, a Wahigh senior, scored a game-high 19 points in today's contest. And Corinne, talk about this contest. A nice effort by you guys on this last Monday in December.
Yeah, we definitely started out pretty slow. I mean, that's to be expected after Christmas break. It's kind of always like that. But we just had to focus in on at halftime and start slowing down and running plays and not get so frazzled.
Well, you're right about the slow start. The Blue Devils had just 3 field goals in the first quarter. Moses Lake, by contrast, had only 1. So obviously you guys are doing some good things defensively to keep the game, I would say, at a situation where the other team isn't going to run away and hide, because you guys only had the 3 field goals in the first, but they had 1 in the first quarter. So defensively, what was working this afternoon?
I'd just say they like using their posts a lot. And so just having backside help was really important, and getting back on D in transition.
Well, you did an outstanding job for sure. Moses Lake wound up with 12 field goals in the game. They had 6 from long distance to keep them somewhat close. But as we look at the Blue Devils side of the ledger, we see a nice second quarter for Corinne Hayes. Had 11 points at halftime, had 9 in the second quarter, and a nice job at the free throw line. You went 5 for 5 in the quarter. You went 8 for 8 in today's game. Is that something that you've been emphasizing in the recent practices, or basically something you've been trying to do from the get-go?
I feel like that's always been something that, like, I've focused on. It's an open shot that you get to take advantage of. So we've done a lot in practice, just ending practice with free throws. So, yeah.
And what do you think of this balance? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Blue Devils scored in today's game. What do you think that says about the ball club?
Well, everyone's just been working really hard and pushing each other in practice, and it's made everyone successful.
Well, I'll tell you, you've got a couple of toughies coming up as the Blue Devils resume at Mid-Columbia Conference play this weekend. The Blue Devils will be hosting Kamiakin on Friday and then going to the Lion's Den on Saturday to face Kennewick. So what are the expectations for the weekend, and what will the team be working on these next few days to prepare for those league contests?
Well, we just need to start just honing in on practices and having a really high intensity at practice so that we're ready for those high-level teams.
Well, Corinne, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. Congratulations to the coaching staff for getting a nice non-league win here this afternoon over Moses Lake. And thank you for giving Blue Devil Nation a belated Christmas present and an early New Year's present. We appreciate it very, very much. And again, our heartiest congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wahigh senior Corinne Hayes joining us for our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 47-36 Blue Devil victory over Moses Lake. And in just a few moments, we will be joined by Wahigh head coach Mike Clark and get his assessment of today's contest. Again, Corinne Hayes with 19 points in the game, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 5 field goals in the contest for Corinne, including the only Bruce Reed 3 of the game for the Blue Devils, compared to the half dozen for Moses Lake. And there were times today, obviously, when Moses Lake was doing an outstanding job from outside the arc, but most of the time when you limit an opponent to 12 field goals in the game, you stand a pretty darn good chance of winning. Moses Lake had just 1 field goal in the first quarter. At the half, they had 6, and then added a half dozen more in the second half, but it was not enough as the Blue Devils emerged victorious by a final score of 47-36. And we will now get comments from Wahigh girls basketball coach Mike Clark after this victory. Thank you again, Corinne. We appreciate it. And have a very happy New Year, young lady. We appreciate it very, very much. And Coach Clark, joins us now in our Chevelle Construction post-game show. And, Coach, a day when things were offensively challenged in the early going, but then the Blue Devils able to get a little bit of separation in the second quarter and then slowly but steadily expand the lead in the second half.
Yeah, we started off the first quarter. We were just rushed. We were forcing too much stuff, trying to do things we're not used to doing. And it led to turnovers and it led to bad shots. And after we talked at one of the timeouts in the first quarter, we settled down. We started getting good shots. We weren't hitting them all, but we got good shots. And we really tried to work. We didn't think that they could guard Corinne in the post today. And she got to the free throw line. I think she was 8 for 9 from the line. And the one she missed, she stepped over the line. So she could have had a 100% game. But she got the ball in good positions in the post when we got into a good position to give her a pass. And then she converted either the shot or the free throws.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think statistically it goes in the book as a turnover. So she, in fact, did finish perfect from the free throw line, 8 for 8. And it's too bad that she edged across the free throw line, because she would have been 9 for 9 otherwise. But still a solid performance on her part. It was kind of funny when she said just before we went on, she said, "Oh gosh, I wanted 20. And
yes,
she was so close, but yes, still a solid effort.
She was giving me a bad time, because when I pulled her out with about 6 minutes left, I told her, "Oh, you'll go back in. But then we didn't need her, so I didn't put her back in. So we needed those other girls to get some time.
And boy, you talk about some nice balance. 8 young ladies in the scoring column here today.
Yeah, I thought our younger girls they just continue to take steps in the right direction. Lainey Hand, she just comes in and gives you hustle plays, and she made 2 really good passes on the press break and set people up to score, and that was a credit to her. We've been working on reversing the ball in the press break, and she did a really good job of that.
Indeed, and every young lady that got into the game contributed in one way, shape, or form, whether it was a basket, whether it was a hustle play, whether it was a knockaway, whether it was getting on the floor for a loose ball. And I guess those fall into the category of hustle plays. But from that standpoint, certainly a pleasing, pleasing effort.
Yeah, our word for the day was intensity, and we just needed to – everything else didn't matter. If we played with intensity, we were going to be fine. And I thought they bought into that for the most part. There were some times where we had lulls, but I thought they played with intensity, and I was proud of that.
And, oh my, is it going to take some intensity this weekend for the Blue Devils as they face a couple of uglies, if you will, a couple of rascal-like teams, a couple of wascally wascals for the Blue Devils this weekend. The Kamiokan Braves will be coming to town on Friday, and then a road trip to Kennewick on Saturday. The Blue Devils will be in the Lion's Den on Saturday. So you look at those two games, and then a quick turnaround the following Tuesday. You wrap up a short period of time where you'll be opposing not one, not two, but 3 Kennewick schools. Southridge will be coming to town a week from Tuesday, but this weekend, for that matter, the Friday, Saturday, Tuesday stretch figures to be a challenging one indeed.
Yeah, this week, you know, we have 4 games in 8 days, and it was good to get this one under our belt and get a W. Now we have 3 days of practice to get ready for Kamiokan and Kennewick, and they're both well-coached teams who come in and play hard, and so we'll have our hands full, but we're really looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you, congratulations to your coaching staff, and congratulations to the young ladies for getting the win here today. The Blue Devils improving to 3-4 on the season. A nice win over Moses Lake. And Moses Lake coming in, been a bit of a nemesis in the past, having won 5 of the last 6 matchups. But on this particular day, it is the Blue Devils who come out victorious.
Yeah, it was a good day to be a Blue Devil. So we'll get back at practice tomorrow and get ready for the weekend.
All right, Coach, heartiest congratulations. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for your help, Roy. Appreciate it.
The comments of Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark during our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 47-36 victory over Moses Lake here on this Monday, the last Monday of December 2025, and the final non-league game of this 2025-26 regular season for the Wahai Blue Devil girls. And this weekend, the Wahai boys and girls will be resuming Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils will be hosting Kamiokin on Friday night and will be traveling to Kennewick on Saturday. Airtime on Friday will be 5:15 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls game is scheduled to begin at 5:45 and the boys game scheduled to tip off at 7:30 on Friday night. And then on Saturday, matinee action. The girls game scheduled to start at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5 o'clock over in Kennewick. And we plan to take the air on Saturday afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our post-game show. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off from the Wahai Gym. First, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for her outstanding work as our in-studio engineer for this non-conference girls basketball game. We appreciate that. Also, thank you to all of our sponsors who help make these Wahai basketball broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Wahai basketball coverage on this December Monday. I am Roy Elia reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Wahai Gym, telling you one final time the Wahai Blue Devil girls victorious in non-conference action on this Monday. The Blue Devil girls basketball team defeating Moses Lake. The final score, Wahai 47 and Moses Lake 36. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from the Wahai Gym, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you a very happy new year. And in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.